702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Catch up now with news from around the world. Adam Gilchrist, this story of this SUV that just really drove into this parade in Wisconsin. More details now about that attack.
Yes, we know that the suspect, who's in police custody after all, Darrell Edward Brooks, had been fleeing a domestic incident, as they put it, a domestic disturbance, but was not being pursued by the police at the time. So he wasn't on some sort of getaway, or not a technical getaway drive. So quite what his intention was is still a mystery, because they're not treating it as terrorism. But at this stage, he has been charged with intentional homicide, five counts of it, because five people died. We know that to the time he plowed into this Christmas parade, there was a famous troop of dancing grannies, the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies, and putting two and two together, it looks like at least two of the five dead were in that troop, judging by the ages and so forth. But also, a couple of dozen people are still in hospital, but we know six children are in a critical condition, so this is going to go on for some time and going to really stretch the families of the victims. Plus, when you think about it, for, I don't know, hundreds of years, Wisconsin, what do you think of Wisconsin? Dairy state, quiet,
cheese.
Peaceful. Cheese, exactly. And then, you know, they've had so many incidents in the last two or three years, and this is just another one. You just think, what on earth is going on in the dairy state? It's just awful.
You also, of course, think of Billy Bob Thornton, but maybe that's another day, another story, Adam. Tell me about Operation Asteroid.
This is very exciting. This is what space is properly about. I mean, forget, you know, going to the moon and picking up a bit of dust or, I don't know, going off. This is potentially an operation that could ultimately save the Earth, because it's a test of how you, well, as they put it, a double asteroid redirection test, a DART mission, to see if you can divert an asteroid. So they're going to send this little spacecraft. It blasts off in almost exactly 24 hours. It blasts off and will travel 7 million miles, more or less, and then will bump into a little tiny rock, relatively speaking, called Dimorphos, at roughly 15,000 miles per hour, and see if it can divert Dimorphos off its little orbit around a larger rock. So Dimorphos is an orbiting rock. And the idea is that if they can bump it off its course just a little bit, change its orbit, then ultimately that could be something that could be applied in the future. You know, when Morgan Freeman is president and Bruce Willis is on board for those spaceships, that sort of thing. So a little bit of celestial snooker, although it'll take 10 months for the actual spacecraft to get there, in 24 hours' time it will begin the DART mission. That's surely worth doing. That's what space exploration is all about.
Yes, Adam, you need deep impact to avoid Armageddon. We'll leave it there for this morning's World View.